We're expecting President Trump to issue a new travel ban this week after the first one, which included a ban on Syrian refugees, was halted by the courts. The United States has taken in about 18,000 Syrian refugees since 2011, out of 11 million who have been displaced by the fighting. Syria's closest neighbors, Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan, have taken in millions. But what about wealthy Arab countries in the region like Saudi Arabia and the UAE? Kathleen Newland is a senior fellow and the co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And why haven't these wealthy countries like Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates taken in more refugees from Syria?
Well, it's a little deceptive when you look at the published figures because none of the Gulf Arab states are actually signatories to the UN Refugee Convention, and they don't have a legal status inside the country called refugee. But the fact is that they actually have a lot of Syrians. According to the UN Refugee Agency, there are 500,000 Syrian refugees in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis say there have been, if you count all the churning, as many as 2.5 million. But even if you go with UN Refugee Agency figure, 500,000 Syrians is a lot for a country of about 30 million.
They're just not considered refugees.
They are not. They don't have the legal status of refugees, which, you know, which carries a certain amount of vulnerability because, you know, they're there as businessmen, they're there as students, as tourists. But they don't have the security of refugee status, which means that they basically can't be sent home as long as conditions remain dangerous in their home country. And the situation in Saudi Arabia is true in most of the Gulf states.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that they've got a lot of Syrians living in their countries that are not considered refugees, but they're doing an adequate amount. Is that fair? Or do you think that these countries could be doing more in terms of bringing more refugees in?
Well, it would be nice if the people who were there had a more secure status. Although in Kuwait, for example, which has about 120,000 Syrians, these are mainly people who went to Kuwait on a visa and overstayed their visas. But the Kuwaitis have not deported them. In fact, they've granted many of them long-term residency permits, people who came as visitors or
people who came as visitors since the war started in Syria or before that?
Before that and during. Kuwait has an enormous number of workers on temporary contracts. I'm sure there were some Syrians among them as well. Similarly, Saudi Arabia has given permanent residence to, they say, hundreds of thousands of Syrians, and there are over 100,000 Syrian students in Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, there is much to criticize in the situation, but it's just not correct to say that they have not taken in any Syrians.
But why do you think that countries like Lebanon and Jordan have taken in so many more than these Gulf states?
Because they're next door.
Just because they're next door.
Absolutely. That is overwhelmingly the case all over the world when you have refugee situations.
When you look at the countries around the world and the refugees they've been taking in from Syria, who's the model country and who's the opposite of that?
Well, I guess in a way you could identify Turkey as a model country in this respect. It's kind of hard to find nice things to say about Turkey these days, but they have been extremely generous to the Syrian refugees. Turkey has, you know, allows Syrian refugees to use their health services, to use their educational system, and has set up refugee camps for about 10% of the Syrian population there. So the Turks have been very generous. I guess the opposite of that would be some of the Balkan states and even East European members of the European Union who have said they absolutely will not take refugees from other European countries and have erected fences on their borders so that refugees can't pass through. So they've been extremely unwelcoming.
Do you think that after this terrible experience with what's happened in Syria and all of the people who have been displaced as a result of it and all of the places they've been able to go and not go, that it's time for a new refugee convention, that it's time for a new global treaty that says when a war happens and people are displaced, we all have a responsibility to take some of them in.
That would certainly be highly desirable. And last September, September 19th, there was an unprecedented high-level summit, I mean, head of state-level summit at the United Nations, which agreed to negotiate, the member states agreed to negotiate a global compact on refugees by 2018. But I am not very optimistic that it will result in any binding commitments.
That's Kathleen Newland, who's a senior fellow and co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute. Thanks so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.